says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long.
We're on the air, folks.
Catfish from dusk till dawn.
I'm James Kelso, privileged to be your host here on the Trump Phenomenon on a September 1st, 2016 program. And joined by our redoubtable companion, George, in Maryland. Thank you for joining us, George.
Good to be here, James.
Well, I'm still recovering from the Donald Trump speech in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. I've had a bunch of people, a bunch of you listeners have called me sharing the same experience. I have to go. I haven't looked at it yet, but one of you callers told me that Ann Coulter said this is something on the order of the greatest speech ever made. And I agree. I came to that conclusion in the middle of the speech. It's the best series of rally, campaign, political, rhetoric, speeches, oratory I've ever heard. Giuliani on fire, Pence on fire, Sheriff Joe Arpaio on fire, Jeff Sessions on fire, and then Donald Trump just burned the house down with his speech, his 10-point immigration plan, the best words ever uttered on immigration by any person in the history of the universe. Wow. And we've got more for you today. Today he was in, in the morning, he was at the American Legion convention, national convention. And let's see if I've got that for you. And at the Duke Energy Center, that's what I was looking for, the place, the Duke Energy Center in Cincinnati. And then later in the day, today, he was in Wilmington, Ohio, at a live rally. And we'll have all of that for you. We have, George, here's a nice piece of news to start out the evening's discussion with. The latest Rasmussen poll has Donald Trump ahead. First time in a while. Poll out today. Rasmussen reports Donald Trump, 40. Hillary Clinton, 39. It gets even better. Gary Johnson, exactly what we want, which is half of what he needs to get into the debate. He has 7. That ain't going to make it. And Jill Stein, 3 points. And I love Jill Stein because, to my way of thinking, you know, I'm just reading the tea leaves, but the Green Party probably exclusively takes votes away from Clinton and not from Trump. What do you think, George?
Well, the Green parties are as left-wing as you can get on the face of the earth. So I don't expect too many Trumpeteers moving over to the Green Party.
Exactly. So Jill Stein's 3 points that she got in the Rasmussen Report's poll that came out today, those would otherwise be Clinton votes, I do believe. So Jill Stein, you're on my Christmas list. And Gary Johnson, I think he's moving close to being on my Christmas list too. But Trump is up by 1. He is up. He's winning in the national polls and the Rasmussen Report. That is nice. Now, let's go to the question a lot of you listeners have proposed. George has proposed that the polls are loaded. They're rigged. A lot of them are screwy. Well, let's give you an example of that. Because out today, the same day, the USA Today poll says, no, Trump's not ahead. Clinton is. But here's the part that shows the screwiness of the whole thing. They have Clinton ahead by 7 points. What? This is supposed to be a scientific endeavor here of polling? An 8-point spread? So I think there's prima facie evidence right there that polls ain't what they're cracked up to be, that there could be such a widespread as that. The USA Today poll says it's going to be Clinton, 42, Trump, 35, Johnson, 9, and Stein, 4. So I like the Rasmussen report, and it turns out I watched Rasmussen on TV. He's not a right winger. He's not on our side. I don't think he likes Donald Trump. But his own poll has Trump ahead by 1 out today. Here's a poll I like here. The Metro News poll in Virginia, 4-way poll. Donald Trump, this is West Virginia, folks, which I think West Virginia's now got to take the prize as the whitest state in America. It was a race between North Dakota, West Virginia, and I think Vermont for a while, and Wyoming. I think West Virginia has pulled into the lead with the recent phony refugee waves, which West Virginia has managed to avoid. But West Virginia, according to the Metro News poll, Trump 49, Clinton 31, 18 points back. I like that. Johnson 10, Stein 4.
And that sounds more like what's really happening throughout the fruited plain.
Yeah, I like that. So we'll start out with that, folks. And let's see here. Now, the Trump schedule, when you go to DonaldJTrump.com and you look to see where's he going to be on his schedule, he's now taken up the practice of not telling you everywhere he's going to be, as, for instance, at the American Legion Convention, which is huge. 9,000 people heard him today. That's huge, and he didn't even put it on his calendar. So what you have to do is just you have to look around and do Google searches to find where Donald Trump is going to be. So I do that for you every day. Where he will be on Friday, tomorrow, I don't know. It doesn't say his schedule, but I'll find it. He's going to be somewhere, and we'll have it for you in tomorrow night's show. The next actually shown event is September 6th in Greenville, North Carolina, on Tuesday. And then even further out, Friday, September 9th. Boy, that's a week away. Pensacola, Florida, at the Pensacola Bay Center. And that, of course, will be an absolute packed, huge, stupendous crowd. Let's just go look while we're here. George, let's go take a look over and see what Ann Coulter did write, if she's got a column out about this. Greatest speech I've ever heard. Nope, she doesn't have that. Doesn't have that in the form of a column, so she must have put it out in an appearance, a media appearance of some sort. So I'll look for that during the show today. Let's listen to a little bit of Donald Trump just to get things rolling here. This is a call-in show, always is. It's always live. 800-313-94... Oh, let me go to the new numbers. The temporary new numbers. They are 512 Austin, Texas area codes. And let me get those out now. And by the way, thanks to RBN who skipped a break yesterday. We didn't give enough appreciation for this. Donald Trump was speaking, and the engineer in the Austin headquarters of Republic Broadcasting Network skipped a break. That costs RBN money. That's, you know, part of the way all the shows are financed is through the advertising. You skip a break, you lose some advertising. So thank you, tip of the hat to RBN for letting us hear a couple extra minutes of Donald Trump yesterday. The call-in numbers are 512-716-1603. 512-716-1603. 1883 and 512-716-1897. Use any or all of those numbers to try to get in. I think we've got somebody on the line now. Let me just take a look. Yeah, we've got Jeff in Chicago waiting. Jeff, if you'll stay on the line, we will listen a little bit to Donald Trump today. Here he is. Let's go to the American Legion event first, I think. That's where he started out his day. And I'm watching this on, this is on the C-SPAN coverage of the event. George, you alerted me to this C-SPAN coverage. It really is good audio and it's great coverage, uninterrupted by any ads. Here we go. Donald Trump, American Legion Convention.
Patty, the American Legion is holding its national convention there. They heard from Hillary Clinton yesterday and this morning from Donald Trump. Live coverage on C-SPAN 2.
Sanctuary cities, return all criminal aliens to their home country and triple the number of immigration and custom enforcement officers. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Republican nominee for President of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Thank you so much.
9,000.
What a great honor and privilege to speak to you today. The American Legion is very, very special. So thank you very much. I want to thank Commander Dale Barnett and your vice commanders and your constitutional officers. You have all done such an incredible job. The fact is, you are incredible people.
They're not going to give many.
The men and women of the American Legion represent the best, absolute best of America. Strength, courage, selfless devotion. Your organization and its members have done so much to defend our country, our flag, and to advance the cause of Americanism, not globalism. Remember, America first, America first. You're one group I don't have to tell you to remember it also. You know it. We are in your debt very deeply. I will never let you down. Together, we're going to work on so many shared goals. But I want to begin by discussing one goal that I know is so important to you, promoting American pride and patriotism in America's schools. Very important. In a Trump administration, I plan to work directly with the American Legion to uphold our common values and to help ensure they are taught to America's children. We want our kids to learn the incredible achievement of America's history, its institutions, and its heroes, many of whom are with us today, I can tell you, including, by the way, two special people, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Senator Jeff Sessions. They're right here. We will stop apologizing for America, and we will start celebrating America. We will be united by our common culture, values, and principles, becoming one American nation. One country under one constitution, saluting one American flag and always saluting it. The flag all of you helped to protect and preserve. That flag deserves respect, and I will work with the American Legion to help to strengthen respect for our flag. You see what's happening. It's very, very sad.
We turn it down just a little bit here. We'll pause Donald Trump, and let's just reflect for a moment on the importance of this appearance, George. Now, I did not see, and I have not heard what, I don't know what Hillary Clinton could manage to say to the American Legion. I'll, if I can come up with something pretty interesting, I will put that on for you, whatever Hillary came up with yesterday. But how important is the American Legion? Well, I'm looking at the descriptions here. The American Legion membership, 2,400,000. National commander mentioned by Donald Trump, Dale Barnett. Founded, interestingly, in 1919, after World War I, 97 years ago, by Theodore Roosevelt Jr., the son of President Theodore Roosevelt, who he, let me see here. He would later die. Let me get to that founding by Theodore Roosevelt. He would later die in the next war. He was a commander landing on the beaches at Utah Beach. I think it was Utah or Omaha at Normandy. Died about a month later of unrelated causes, of health causes. And for his service on the beach at Normandy, he was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. And he was buried at the Normandy cemetery there that contains so many graves of American servicemen. And right beside him is the grave that was moved of his brother, Quentin Roosevelt, who his younger brother, Quentin, who died in World War I as a pilot in the Army Air Corps. Actually, I think he was serving maybe with the French in World War I. Very tragic death of Theodore Roosevelt's very cherished son, Quentin. And I've read descriptions that say that Theodore Roosevelt was a broken man after his son, Quentin, was killed in World War I. A lot of the best of the white race died. A lot of our spirit died in World War I. It was a very, very crazy and costly war for our people. Repeated, unbelievably repeated. Lindbergh tried to stop it. Henry Ford tried to stop it. Repeated again with World War II. And the plight that we're in now that Donald Trump is rescuing us from, if I had to put it on one thing that put us in this plight that we have today, it is, in fact, the catastrophe of World War II that changed us from a world in which in the earlier world of Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh, racial patriotism was the standard. It was the gold standard. It was the norm. It was what your great-grandparents and mine, they all celebrated the values that are now politically incorrect and not to be spoken. But it was universal back then. The great change, if you can mark it, it's clear. It's very, very clear in history. It was okay to say these things before World War II. It was not okay after World War II. And that's our slide into the world of multiculturalism and failure to defend our own people occurred right there. Let's go back. I'll go back to Donald Trump here in just a bit. We've got a break, and we'll take some of your calls.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We're back, folks. We are back, folks, and the okay, I'm just looking at a note here from the engineer. And George, here's a little bit of sonic surprise. Let's do this. Hillary Clinton spoke at the American Legion convention yesterday. I have no idea what she said. The same American Legion commander is introducing her. Let's just listen. I'm not going to torture anybody with listening to more than 60 seconds of Hillary Clinton, but let's just listen to hear what. See if you can hear something in her voice. She has, she's aware that Donald Trump gave the speech of his life the day, yesterday. And, I don't know. I don't know what the timing of that was, but here she is yesterday being introduced. We'll just listen to a little bit of her.
Serves as our nation's 67th Secretary of State from January 21st, 2009. To February the 1st, 2013. Before entering political life, she was an accomplished attorney in Arkansas.
Who failed
there. And also served as that state's first lady from 1979 to 1981 and 1983 to 1992. She earned a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science.
She failed the Washington bar exam, folks. Let's let's go forward a little bit. He's being very dry and technical. I can tell this guy doesn't like Hillary Clinton. This is a pro forma. You'd call this a pro forma introduction. Okay, here she comes, coming out of the stage. Let's see if she falls down.
Clinton!
Chairman Mao, too. She's being held. She's holding on to somebody. She's coming up. She did not come out on her own.
I am delighted to have this great honor of being here and having this opportunity to address you. I want to thank the National Commander. Thank you, Commander Barnett. I want to thank Verna Jones, your Executive Director, and Dewey Moss, aide to the Commander. And I want to thank a longtime friend and advisor to me, someone whom I am very grateful to, and that is your national treasurer, George Buskirk. Most of all, thanks to you, all the legionnaires here and across America. Thanks for your service in our armed forces. You wore the uniform, you took an oath, you put your life on the line to protect the greatest country on earth. Yes.
By the way, Hillary Clinton took an oath to be Secretary of State. Did she not, George?
It depends on what you mean, what is.
Yeah. Okay. Folks, I interrupted it.
There are some who may argue with that.
That's what I wanted to hear. The applause, there are 9,000 people in the hall. It sounds as if there might be 13 people from the applause. Here we go. Here's some more.
But not around me. When you came home, you joined the American Legion, and by doing so, you kept serving. Just look at what the Legion does. You care for wounded warriors. You help raise the next generation of American patriots. I want to give a special shout out to Boys Nation, which meant so much to my husband when he was growing up. And when I told him I was coming here today, he said, "You've got to mention Boys Nation." I told him I would, but I also have to mention Girls Nation, too.
Okay,
I want to torture Jamie.
Yeah, no more torture. Now, folks, here's what that applause sounded like. That's the kind of applause she got. I like that. I like that, George. The enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton is zero with the American Legion. We'll be back with a couple phone calls right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. "If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?" That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And I want to give you another audio treat here. We've got Jeff in Chicago holding, and Wayne in Texas. The greatest set of speeches I've heard in my life were yesterday, Donald Trump in Phoenix, Arizona. He was introduced in let's listen to Rudy Giuliani today. He gave this fiery introduction to Trump yesterday. Let's listen to him today. And here's an interesting thing, George. You'll remember that on this show, you heard Nigel Farage. We played it twice, actually. Nigel Farage giving a completely extemporaneous presentation about Donald Trump. The most wonderful endorsement of one leader. I mean, Nigel Farage is really the leader, the man who led the British people to their exit from the nightmare of the European Union. He's on the podium with Donald Trump. Here's a background story to that. Farage talked about it in an article he wrote for the Daily Mail, I think it was later, next day. he said that Rudy Giuliani was all set. He was pacing back and forth, ready to go. You know, obviously, when you listen to him, this guy works himself up. This guy is on fire. He's passionate about what the situation we're in. So he was working himself up, and he was ready to go out and speak at this event. But Nigel Farage got the call from Donald Trump. The message was passed to Nigel. You're going out next. And Rudy Giuliani did not go out. It was Nigel Farage instead. What a sort of an amazing moment there. Trump making that call. I'm going to put Nigel out on the stage, and I'm going to put my thoroughbred Rudy Giuliani back in the stable for this event. Here's that thoroughbred today introducing Donald Trump in Wilmington, Ohio, which is equidistant between Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio, there on the interstate between those two cities.
One time she's not going to get what she wants. One time. And you know who's going to deliver that verdict? The American people. And they are going to elect my very good friend, a man who's been successful in everything he's done, a man who is running for president of the United States. He's not owned by anyone. He's not bought by anyone. He's not controlled by anyone. His allegiance is to you, only you. He will be your voice. He will be your champion. The next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Go forward here, and we'll just listen to Donald Trump. Here he comes. I don't know where all this music comes from. All these shows have this music. Maybe C-SPAN doesn't. It might be live music in the arena. But let me, I'll just pause this. And what I wanted to mention, George, is that in his introduction, earlier, in this very same introduction, Giuliani, the crowd was yelling, lock her up, lock her up. And Giuliani, the former federal prosecutor, very, very successful, aggressive federal prosecutor, he put his hand up to stop the audience. And he said, I don't want to encourage you to yell that out. He said, but as a former federal prosecutor, here's what I want to say. This woman should be in jail. And he said, the crimes that she has committed with the emails, the deleted emails, the breaches of national security. And then he said also additionally, completely separate, more crimes, the Clinton Foundation, of course, that was also documented apparently in the emails. But he said she has so many, many hundreds of crimes that would put anybody in the federal prison. So he was saying it's so bad. He said, I don't even know if we want to chant lock her up, because it's so serious that she really does need to be locked up. And Donald Trump, just a few days ago, opened the door to the possibility from the podium. He said, well, maybe she does need to go to jail after we beat her. Let's go to some phone calls right now. Let's go first. We'll go to Jeff in Chicago and then Wayne in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Just take a second. Hi, Jeff.
I just wanted to, I'm not going to take up much time. Last night, I watched virtually the whole thing while I was listening to the show. And I was so tickled. Mr. Trump is doing exactly what I hoped he would do weeks ago. I watched a lot of that thing he had in Mexico with the president, and I thought, he's showing it now. He's showing how presidential he can be to win over a lot of the undecided people. And the light bulb went off in my head. This election will be over, for all intents and purposes, on Wednesday morning of the 27th of this month. Because he is going to, I think, is going to so shine at the debate that previous night that it's going to create a momentum in his favor that all he will have to do and his team will have to do is consolidate and just push forward to not just win. I mean, I'm talking stomping Hillary into the ground on Election Day. Nice. He was so presidential. It was, it was fantastic. And I thought, he's got it. He's got it. He did what he had to do, and all he has to do is keep doing it and pour it on, turn the thumb screws on her slowly but steadily, and it'll be over. And you'll know it's over when the libtard news media the next day goes ballistic.
Yeah. Jeff, I'm with you. And I thought what I heard yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona, was not only Donald Trump, but his team hit their stride.
Yep.
They were flying wingtip to wingtip, blue angels, unbelievable, perfect handoffs from speaker to speaker, perfect inspiration. It was great.
Now, bringing on Bannon and Kellyanne, master stroke, and they didn't waste any time.
And
that's not to say anything bad about Paul Manafort. I'm sure he's a great guy and whatever, and I don't know. We don't know the real inside baseball on that story, but it's working. And it was
I'll tell you the inside baseball, Jeff. Everybody who tries out for the Blue Angels is a terrific pilot. Everyone who's considered, they only pick, I think each year or 2 years, they pick about six pilots. That's it. And those are the best pilots on Earth. The guys who didn't make the cut are tremendous. So Paul Manafort, he didn't make the cut, and other people didn't make the cut. What Trump is doing, he is bringing the really most incredible people into a team, and then they're welding themselves together. And
which shows in the bigger picture that president, he'll know how to pick the right people to do a certain job. That's the genius of the man. You don't get to be in his station in life as a huge real estate mogul, blah, blah, whatever, without knowing how to pick people, the right people, because you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You know how to pick people. And that was what they've always said in high school, in history class. The great thing about George Washington as the first president was he knew how to pick the right people for the right job.
Yep. The fundamental characteristic of all great leaders. Thank you very much, Jeff. We got Wayne in Texas coming up next, and then Jay in Boston. Wayne, you're on the air.
Hello, James. Good show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason I was calling was I did want to comment that the speech last night was, the patriotic feel and the America First vision, is just really off the charts. And I think Trump should be commended for that. And I especially like his focus on the veterans and their plight. And, one thing we've talked before is it's so reprehensible that vets get shortchanged on their health care and they're committing suicide in some cases. And it's just totally, horrible what's going on to them. But, so the vets get shortchanged, yet the government can find so much money for the illegal aliens with their housing and medical and food. And if Ann Coulter is correct from her recent, visit on Hannity's show, these illegals now can get upwards of $30,000 in one check from the government.
And you know what I heard? Get this. Are you seated, Wayne? I got another one for you. Only if you're sitting down. What I was told. What I was told yesterday is that same thing as illegals. These refugees. Okay. Or you could call them maybe refugees. These refugees, each of them can get $300,000, not 30, $300,000 from the small business, an SBA, Small Business Administration loan. No interest for 5 years.
Wow.
And they can use, I was told that what they do is they go get the loan, they take the $300,000, buy something, stick it somewhere, just sit on it. It's not for a business. It's all a fraud. But they've got $300,000. They're never going to pay it back. They're not even asked to pay anything back for the first 5 years. You get to pay for it.
Well, again, that is pretty amazing. And but here's where my real question is with Trump and his advisors is that he gets to a certain point, but he will not cross that bridge to letting the American public know as a group just how bad they're getting screwed on this welfare stuff, because that is the big magnet. As long as they can get the welfare, they're going to somehow keep coming, and they're not going to go anywhere as long as they can live this lifestyle. And what really kind of brought it to me here in the last couple of days, I was in an area suburb of Dallas driving through. And I was thinking about, as I went through here, was, you know, you see young American families, you know, they're driving 5 to 10-year-old cars. Their yep. kids are in daycare because both have to work, struggling, you know, paycheck to paycheck. But I see these illegal aliens running along in their Tahoes. You know, the mom's at home with 2 to 4 kids, you know, full grocery baskets and everything else. And again, I just don't know why, you know, it isn't mainstream. This isn't one of the main focus, because I think this is something that could bring people off the sidelines.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the problem, Wayne, that Donald Trump has and that we all have. This is an overly target-rich environment. Any direction you turn on any subject, any topic, it's all rotten to the core. And so you can't this is a stem to stern. I like what you said, George, yesterday. Regime change. What Donald Trump is signaling is regime change, not just in Mexico but in America. And there's it's rotten from top to bottom. And so, you know, things, you can't cover everything. That's all that's happening. One thing that impressed me,
I think, yeah, I really believe, though, this is the subject that could get him over the hump, because he's got to get in there to make the change.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of people are still on the sidelines, and they just don't get it yet. But when they're sitting in traffic in their 10-year-old car, they see a busload or a bunch of illegals in a Tahoe next to them. That's pocketbook issues, and I really believe that'll wake more people up.
And here's something that he said yesterday that is going to wake people up and hit them hard. He said, this is our last election. Do you remember hearing that, George?
I heard Giuliani say it, too.
Yeah, this is our last chance. Both of them said it. This is the last election. This is the last chance. And Sean Hannity has been saying on his show, those idiots who claim to be Republicans or claim to be patriots, either one, who are sitting on their hands or whining or undermining the Trump campaign, you people are going to be guilty as hell. If Hillary Clinton is elected, you're going to have a lot of splaining to do to your children, to future generations, to all the rest of us. We'll be shaking our fists, saying thank you very much, Jeb Bush and all your buddies. Thank you very much. And Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani is a hard-nosed guy. He's not a kind of guy that exaggerates or makes stuff up. He's very realistic, very street smart. And his assessment is, this is it. This is the last shot. And so that's got to hit, to answer your question, Wayne. That is going to catch with the American public. They're going to get the message. And that's why I want to keep Gary Johnson off the stage. I want it to be clear. You're going to go straight to hell with Hillary, or you're going to save your nation with Trump. Just one, two. And let me thank you for your comments. We're going to go to Jay in Boston. Jay in Boston, right after I mention this about that Gary Johnson question. He's got to get 15% to get on the stage. I like what you said about September 26th. That's the first debate. Donald Trump's going to mop the floor with Hillary Clinton's face. And in order to get on that stage and confuse the issues, Gary Johnson has to pull 15% in 5 key polls that the Presidential Debate Commission, an official 401(k) or 401(c)(3) corporation, is going to determine whether he gets up there. And that determination is going to be made in the next 10 days. So Johnson, where is he now? Here are his last polls. I'm going right off the Real Clear Politics list. He's polling 9%. Just go down the list, different polls. 9, 7, 5, 9, 6, 7. That's it. He's only polling one half of what he has to do to get up on the stage and confuse the issue. And then Jill Stein's completely out of the picture at 3, 4, but those are 3. 2, 3, and 4. Those are very important 2, 3, or 4 percentage points, I think, taken from Hillary. So we're going to, I believe, have the best of all possible worlds. We're going to have Johnson not on the stage. We're going to have Trump and Hillary September 26th. It's only 25 days from now. And then in the election, in the voting booth, we're going to have Johnson and Stein, both, especially Stein, drawing votes away from Clinton, not from Trump. That's the way I see it. George, how do you see it?
Well, you know how I feel about polls. I think that less than 1% of Americans have any idea who Gary Johnson is.
Yeah, you see, the problem with him getting up on the stage is, that's what the media specializes in, is not reporting news, but creating news, fabricating news. And if they put Gary Johnson on everybody's TV screen, and folks, there'll probably be 80 million people watching the debate. They can create this. They can make a celebrity out of this unknown Gary Johnson. We got a break coming up. We'll be back with your calls and more Trump. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. We've got one more segment to go here. Here's another little treat that's occurred in the last couple of days. And I know we've got Jay in Boston hanging on. And we've got George also with us. George, how's your audio? Are you coming in okay?
I can hear you. How about me?
You sound great.
Got it.
Here's a little treat, folks. Some of you who may speak French, you'll understand Marine Le Pen. You'll just be able to translate what she's saying. But she says, sauf Hillary Clinton. Sauf Hillary Clinton. What that means in French is, sauf means save, or, you know, anybody but Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton would be a catastrophe for my nation. She's, you know, I'm responsible for France. And, of course, she's saying it would be a catastrophe for the world. But listen to Marine Le Pen, who is the Donald Trump of France, who is the most popular politician in France, who is the leader of the National Front, the Front National, which is the much more advanced and more mature counterpart to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this program in France. They've had a third party movement much longer than we have, a racial patriot party movement. Here she is talking on CNN to a very hostile interviewer, being just as hostile to her as they are to Donald Trump. Here's the interviewer, asks Marine Le Pen a question. This is the day before yesterday.
Je vais pas lui jeter la pierre.
You would rather vote for Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton if you had a choice.
Moi, la seule chose que je peux dire, pour les intérêts de la France, car il n'y a que la France, si vous voulez, qui doit être mon marqueur, ma grille de lecture. Pour l'intérêt de la France, c'est tout sauf Hillary Clinton. Tout sauf Hillary Clinton. Car je crois que Hillary Clinton, c'est la guerre.
C'est la guerre,
Hillary
war.
Clinton, c'est la dévastation.
Devastation.
C'est le déséquilibre du monde. Ce sont des choix économiques qui sont ravageurs pour le bonheur de mon peuple. Ce sont des choix, encore une fois, sur le plan géostratégique, qui vont engager à des conflits mondiaux qui risquent d'être très lourds. Donc, tout sauf elle. Voilà.
Let me... Tout sauf elle. Anybody but her. And she said, she just said there, she'll lead to world war, devastation, instability. So wonderful Marine Le Pen giving, just like Nigel Farage, George, a ringing endorsement to Donald Trump.
Everyone who counts overseas is a Donald Trump fan.
Yeah. Well, folks, let's see if we can get Jay in Boston. Can you? All you're going to get a chance to do is say hi.
Well, I'll say hi. Do I have another 10 seconds?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Fantastic. So you're doing a great job. All I want to say is that in terms of this election, what the pollsters, the fake pollsters, are not taking into account is the groundswell of online individuals who are through Facebook, through social media, through this and that. And may I name a couple of them who I have turned on to your show right now? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, give us two.
All right, excellent. So there's a stream called Entertainment News Gaming. My friend Bill, my friend Lynn, my friend Carolyn.
Yes,
my
Entertainment.
Friend Mike. You're right on
Entertainment News, Jay.
We ran out of time. Gaming.
Yep, now we've run out of time. We'll resume all of this conversation tomorrow in our Friday program. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be back with George, Trump, and the Trump phenomenon tomorrow. See you then.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.